Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to this week's episode of You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 6, Episode 9, Side A. This is a podcast about less-known music by less-known artists. This side, Side A, is more fun than the B-side. It's more about the banter, got different sections. Still about the music, but we have a bit of a giggle. Joining me every week to talk about music, I have Wayne and Mike. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, everybody. You all right?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm splendid. Splendid. I've never said the word splendid in my life, I don't think. Mike, 5, how are you? You good?
Splendid, mate. Absolutely splendid.
Yeah. Brilliant. I'm glad you're okay.
Crumpets and cucumber sandwiches all round.
Excellent. If you want to find us, by the way, listeners, you can find us at www.yhhtmpc.com. Over there, you'll find everything we do. You can join our members area. You can give us money. You can listen to other podcasts. There's loads of shit going on over there. Go check us out. Also joining us this week, we have from our very own Dudley, Eddie Luna. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
How are you?
Splendid. How are you?
Brilliant. So, Eddie, you're the first guest I can think of that we've got on the show that I haven't taken from the submission. We have hundreds and hundreds of submissions each week, and sometimes we put it out there for people to come on as a guest. You're the first person I've sought out because, for some reason, lots and lots of people keep coming to me and saying, oh, do you know Eddie Luna, you should get her on your show, you should get Eddie Luna on your show. So I finally gave in, I've reached out to you, and you accepted, so thank you for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, Eddie, for those who might not know you, and it seems like everybody does, but for those that don't, do you want to give us a brief synopsis of who Eddie Luna is?
I'm Eddie Luna, I'm 26, from Dudley, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I feel like that rounds it up quite well.
Yeah, in a nutshell, brilliant, excellent. Obviously, we'll get to know you a bit better as the show goes on, and we'll have the artist spotlight towards the end, and you can tell us all about your music and what's going on. So, we're going to move straight into our first round. We're going to move into the icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Well, each week, just as we can get to know the guests a bit better, have a bit of a laugh and a giggle and what have you, we play a few games. Each host who's running the show brings their own games. I've brought a few games. My first game that I'm going to be playing tonight, I think I've got 3 or 4 games. The first one's going to be, I don't know.
It's like Guess Who.
I've been getting this ready all day and I've already messed up. That's the head-to-head, Rich. Oh, my God. Here we go. Right. The first one we're going to do is Katie Reid's. Oh, I haven't introduced the podcast AI, have I? Sorry, Katie. We have an artificial intelligence on the podcast, Katie. So just want to say hello, Katie. You okay?
Hello, Richie and the team. I'm good, thank you. I couldn't help notice that you spit your dummy out of the pram last week. Again. Care to tell us what happened, you big baby?
No, I shouldn't have asked that. Yeah, okay. You might know just there's a few episodes missing. I didn't put some episodes out because the sound wasn't very good. We've had a bad first start to this season. Last season was fantastic. It was a brilliant season. Smooth running all the way through. The start of this season's been fucking horrendous. And last episode, it was just glitching and horrible and I couldn't put it out. And I spit my dummy out the pram. I took down the website. I took down the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. I took everything down. I was adamant I'm not going to do this podcast anymore. I've had enough. And then a day later, I put everything back up again. Right, okay, so that's what's happened there. Right, we're going to move on to the first game, and Katie, you're going to read out some lyrics for us, I do believe. And what's going to happen is, if you can get the artist and the song from the lyrics that are being spat by Katie, shout your name and then give me the answer. Any questions?
To get a point for the artist and a point for the song title.
Does it matter? It's a comics breaker. Stop taking it too serious. Jesus.
I'm a very competitive person.
Okay, so this is the first artist. And Katie, can you spit some lyrics?
In the time of chimpanzees, I was all monkey. Butane in my veins and I'm out to cut the junkie. With the plastic eyeballs, spray paint the vegetables. Dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose.
Mike.
Kill the...
Yeah, that is. What's his bloody name?
You need to know the answer when you.
I do know the answer. The bloke that runs the Indian takeaway down from me played the tabla live with him. His name's Beck, and the song's Loser.
Yes, it is. I'll get that, even though you're about 5 minutes late.
Sorry.
Also, because of last time, we had complaints in the game that Mike had like 20 guesses on one of the... So you only get one guess per question.
I see.
Katie, can you give us the next song, please?
A life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to. The distance in your eyes. I know I've said too much. I set it up. That's me.
R.E.M. Losing My Religion.
It is, yes, that is correct. Next song, Katie, please.
I just want you close, where you can stay forever. You can be sure that it will only get better. You and me together, through the days and nights. I don't worry, cause everything's gonna be all right. People keep talking. They can say what they like.
Go.
Alicia Keys. Oh my gosh, what's the song called? No One.
Yep, that is correct. Well done. Nice. Oh, that bell tells me it's the end of that round. Move on to the next game. And the next game is, according to my list, is Songs in Reverse. So I'm going to play some songs in reverse and do the same thing again. Call your name out and give me the answer. Simple as.
Nice.
So this is our first song.
Oh, Mike.
Go.
Oh, no, it's gone. No, it's gone. Sorry.
I've got it. Edit.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
Go on, Eddie.
Pharrell. Oh, my God. Is it just called Happy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Well done. Very good. Right, next song.
Wayne? Is it Eminem, Dom, the Real Slim Shady?
It is, yeah, well done. Very good.
Brilliant.
And next song.
Oh, Wayne. Is it Jesse J. Price Tag?
It is. Well done. Very good. Okay.
That was difficult, dude, though.
How are you doing this?
That bell tells me it's the end of that round. We're moving on to the next round, and the next round is popular songs done on the theremin. Gosh, she's going to go awful. Right, okay. A load of people listening to this going, what's a theremin?
You'll find out.
Same rules apply. Call your name if you know what the song is. This is the first song done on the theremin.
Mike.
Go on.
It's Amazing Grace.
It's not, but that's what I heard straight away as well. No, it's not. I thought, I mean, technically it is. That was definitely Amazing Grace, but in this case it's not now. So.
What?
Oh, Wayne.
Go on.
It's Ed Sheeran, and it's, God, I love that song.
So much so you don't know what it is.
Perfect.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Is there a song on this planet that Ed Sheeran hasn't ripped off somehow? Like, that's definitely Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Fucking hell. How low is that?
I'm not sure it sounds like Amazing Grace when Ed Sheeran does it. I think it's just because it was done on the theremin. Okay, this is the next song.
Wayne.
Yeah.
It's Zombie by the Cranberries.
It is. Well done. Are you taking down notes of the scores, Wayne? Because I'm not.
Of course I am. I'm an absolute rabid loser, so of course I am.
This next song.
Oh, Wayne. Is it
See, really?
See a Chandelier?
As if you got that. Unbelievable.
Oh
yeah, it
God.
Is.
All I could hear was Amazing Grace, to be honest with you. I think it's just something about the theremin, isn't it?
Right, that's the end of that round. We have one more game left to do with just a single game, and it's called a mix. What I've done is I put five songs together.
Wow.
And then we're going to play at the same time, and you've got to listen to them. It's going to last 30 seconds, and you've got to try and find as many songs as you can. I'm hoping... I've got this chat thing down here, guys. Now, if you can send me a private message while you're listening to with the songs that you hear, can you do that?
Wait.
On the chat thing at the bottom
okay.
of the screen?
Okay, yeah.
Right,
okay.
So you just wanted to write the names of the five songs in the chat, yeah?
Yeah. All okay, right. You've got 30 seconds to get this. It's going to sound like an absolute fucking mess. Not going to make for good listening at all, but see what you can get. Okay, so that was the big mix. Have you wrote down your answers?
Yeah, I didn't realise you were going to play them all at the same time. I definitely misheard that.
How many do people think they've got? Let's start there.
Oh, two. Yeah, how many have you got, Wayne?
I've got four, I think.
You got four?
Wayne,
how did
hell.
You get many?
I've got three.
Three.
I've got two.
Mike? No way, you're shit, Mike.
I'm shit.
Okay.
One of them's Amazing Grace.
Press send, then let me see your answers. Okay.
Ignore the way I talk to that.
Mike 5, Single Ladies. I mean, you couldn't miss that one.
I put the wrong artist for My Heart Will Go On, haven't I? Yeah.
Yeah, My Heart Will Go On isn't on there.
Whatever, it's not Celine Dion, it's Whitney Houston.
I Will Always Love You,
is
what you think.
Yeah.
Very, very similar, Mike.
Yeah, I can see. Fucking shit, isn't it?
All right. Eddie got All the Single Ladies correct. I Will Always Love You correct.
That's the one.
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley correct. Fugees, Wayne, yes. Rick Astley, yes. Whitney Houston and Beyonce, yes. The last one that you didn't get was Michael Jackson Bad.
I couldn't hear it.
No, he was in there somewhere.
I think that'd be a lot easier if you didn't play them all at the same time. You just do one at a time. That'd be much better.
So
you're a dick.
So what are we scoring here, Ruth?
I don't know. You point for everyone. Like Mike only got one.
Ah.
Mike got one. Eddie got three, and I got four. Okay.
So how many points altogether then?
To be fair, Wayne didn't actually put the song names down. So I think he got none.
Because I was too busy listening to the songs.
So he got the Wayne.
I'll tell you what, Mike. I'll only get the 1 point for that, if you like. Right, okay. So in third place, Mike comes third, obviously, with two. Eddie comes second with five. And... yeah, I've won it again.
Again. Valiant effort by Eddie, though. The guests usually do terrible.
Yes, very, very good.
I'm a sore loser. I'm actually quite upset.
You did much better than most of the guests, believe me.
Can we start again?
Yeah, can we start again? Now we know the answers, can we have another go?
No, it took me 3 hours to put that quiz show together. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, did you write down 50 of Elvis's films to then not have the episode put out?
Sorry, mate. Yeah, but you did that and nobody got one. Oh, no, so I think I got just about got one of them. What a waste of time that was anyway. Anyway, right, at the end of that game, Wayne's a winner again. And we're going to move on to our next section now, which is the head-to-head. Okay, so this is the head-to-head. The head-to-head is where Wayne and myself, we bring songs that have been submitted to us through the emails, and we take some of the best of the week or the weeks, and then we play them. Mike, he brings probably a piece of music from Lights and Lines, his record label that he shamelessly uses this section of the show to promote his artist on.
I haven't this week. I just want to say I haven't this week.
Wow.
But thank you for shamelessly promoting my record label just then.
So we're going to play three songs, and at the end of it, we're going to decide which is our favourite song of the week, and we'll all take a vote. So, ooh. Wayne, you can go first with whatever your song is.
I mean... I've just looked at the scores and the scores make no sense at all to me because we're obviously in episode 9 and you've got...
I won't worry about the scores, mate. This season's gone to shot. We'll sort out a smooth second half to the season when I come back off holiday in July. I forgot to mention at the start of the show, this is the final episode before the mid-season break. We'll be back at the start of July. But yeah, we'll start the scores on the head-to-head all afresh in the second half of the season. So Wayne, you can go first. What are you bringing?
Oh, thank you. I am bringing a band called Beauty in Chaos and their song Kiss Me Goodbye.
Try to swim, but we've both flight.
So Beauty and Chaos with their song Kiss Me Goodbye. This was sent to us at the start of May, and I just, it's one of those, you know, my MO for this year, if I like it I play it. The description in their email says that it's glam post rock, which I totally agree with. It's quite dramatic and theatrical. It's got like a, it puts me in my light of like a 90s action film original soundtrack sort of thing. It's somewhere between like indie pop and grunge as well. It's my little bird going off in the background, you'll hear that. And there's some strong like goth inspired elements to this as well. The way it feels is quite industrial. It's well produced. I love that synth that comes in. It sort of elevates the song a little bit. But I couldn't really place the chap's voice. It's got like a Bowie, Eddie Vedder sort of feel to it with more pop inflections. But I haven't watched a video for this, but I want these guys like draped in leather and bare-chested sort of thing.
You dirty bastard.
Has our dear friend Katie got anything to say about these people?
Don't know. Katie, have you got anything to say about these people? Do you know anything about them?
A collective of folks from different parts of the world with shitloads of accolades between them.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
I like that. That's much better than all the long bios and stuff people send.
Yeah, excellent. Right, so Mike, you can go next.
What's the name of my song? Oh yeah, so I brought a song by the Amberbugs called Losing's a Habit.
I grab it, 'cause losing's a habit that I got, a habit
not turned his ass and he's counted out his jaw and his ego. Well, I'm not a fighter, no, I run for cover. I'm a lover, I'm a brother, I'm a captain. And if all my enemies get the better of me and I'm on the ground, throw in the towel, don't let them knock me out.
That fade out was unnecessary.
I like the fade. So that was the Amber Bugs with Lee's Into Habit. I heard this for the first time this week. It was the first track we played on New Music Saturday last night. It put me in the best mood I've been in for months. It's just got this twisty soul ska swing vibes. The trumpet solo is brilliant. The guitar is really subtle, but the licks are really sweet sounding. The rhythm section's amazing. And then he's got this proper nice London accent running through the vocal. It sounds really cool. I fucking love it, to be honest with you. I think it's brilliant. As soon as I heard it, I was like, that's my choice for You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast this week. So there it is. I don't know if Katie's got anything to add.
You got anything on this, Katie?
Here is some bump off Spotify because I couldn't be asked to string together a description of my own. Of themselves, they say, we don't want to be defined by a single idea, and neither should you. There are experts and then there are generalists. Experts are great. You can be like, oh, you're the guy who knows about neutrino interactions in hot dense matter. I know exactly what to do with that information. Alas, the Amber Bugs are not experts. We are generalists. I mean, okay, we're sort of an indie band, but that's like saying a curry is basically a chicken dish. It's not a banging curry without marinades. Spices,
marinades.
Side dishes, and a mint choc, and a moist towelette to finish. And it's not a banging Amber Bugs tune without some ska seasoning, some juicy jazzy licks, and a tangy surprise you can't quite place to confuse your earbuds.
Well, there you go then, that's them. Made no fucking sense to me, I'm not going to lie to you.
I like it. I like the curry analogy. It's better when it's not read by a robot. No offence, Katie.
Okay. Yeah. So that was Mike. I'm going to go next then with Mike. I'm bringing Ailsund. Ailsund was the song I bought for the last episode that didn't go out. One, because it was so good, and two, because it's just easier. This is my song, Off the Road. Not, that's not the song at all. This is my song, Road Off Into the Sun by Ailsund.
You were golden in every way, sweet like summer peaches on a February day. Held up in the stars and the moonbeams, a songbird perching on top of a tree. On top of a tree. You filled the skies with beautiful song, struck up a choir to sing along. The heavens burst with harmonies, so they could hear you sing. Don't weep for me, 'cause I'm already gone.
So that was Ailsund with Road Off Into the Sun. Katie, do you have anything on these people, please?
Ailsund, an alt-pop band from Bristol, UK. Fronted and formed by British-Norwegian singer-songwriter Olba Torriset. The name of the band comes from the small Norwegian town where half of Olba's family come from. Drawing inspiration from diverse musical genres, their sound fuses dreamy pop hooks, atmospheric soundscapes, and alternative rock riffs. They've been compared to artists like Kate Bush, Florence and the Machine, and London Grammar.
I brought this because it's absolutely brilliant. It's better than, 100 times better than most of the stuff in the mainstream at the moment, and especially in the charts. Her voice is pure. If you listen, you can tell there's hardly any production on her voice at all. She's got an outstanding voice. It's beautiful. It's poppy, but it's not too poppy. They put a bit of edge on it with the guitars and the drums. For me, it's the perfect song. I love it. It's one of the best songs that I think we've had submitted this year so far. So that's why I've brought it. Let's move on to the votes then. Let's see who prefers what. Mike, what did you prefer?
Yeah, so a difficult choice. I think they're both really, really good songs, yours and Wayne's. I'm going to go for yours because it had a, I don't know, a bit of a bounce, a bit of a swagger, a bit of a upbeat, feel-good thing about it. I really enjoyed yours, Wayne. I thought it was quite nostalgic. It reminded me of the 90s in many ways. I did enjoy that, but I think Richie just edges it this week for me.
Wayne?
So, strangely, was like, I seem to remember Richie's song because he played it on the last episode, so I'm just reading from my notes from last time, which is great. So he got my attention from the start. Got a football highlights show reel at the end all over it, and I really do love those drums. I got their influences that they said. I could sort of hear that in there. Mike's Amber Bugs, Losing is a Habit. And the opening reminded me for some reason of Minder, the old television show. Put me in mind of it.
Oh, I bet that's gone right over Eddie's head.
And his voice has got sort of a reminiscence of Randy Newman. It there was something in there that just put me in mind of it. I like that it's got that summer edge, and that Hohner sounding organ that they play throughout is just this. I love that sort of stuff. That's where I live. So I'm going to vote for Mike this week.
Ooh, you stain. Eddie, which was your favourite?
Do you know what? I love them all. But there was something about the second one with the trumpets. I forgot who played that one.
That was me.
Mike, that was Mike.
Oh, I loved that. That one takes my vote.
Nice. Well, yours, Mike. I just kept hearing You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. But I do love the blues in it, the jazz, and it kept mixing it up all the way through. It didn't stay the same. Even towards the end, he brought in like a new instrument that hadn't been played in the rest of the song. It was funky. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Yours is all right, Wayne. I'm going to get to Mike.
Fair enough.
You win, Mike.
Excellent. Thank you.
Ace.
Not sure what that means this season.
Not much.
Probably nothing. This episode probably won't even air, so, you know.
That's what I like about the comment earlier. We're going to go on a mid-season break, and everyone listening is going, I thought I just did that.
Yeah, we'll come back in August and go, I've heard this Alison song somewhere before. I can't know where it's from, though.
All right, you bellends. Right, let's move on. Right, we're going to move on to the next section, which is the, what's the next section, Wayne?
It's the World Cup. Come on, baby!
Okay, for those who are new to the show, the wild card is I go into the emails, the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of emails, and I'm going to flick through them, and at some point, Eddie Luna is going to shout stop, and we're going to land on a song, and that's the song we're going to play. Could be good, could be amazing, could be absolute horse shit. We won't know. That's the fun of the wild card. So, Eddie,
when you're ready,
I am now flicking through the emails. Okay, right. What do we have? Click. We have Owls and Eagles by... No, that's not. It's Owls and Eagles with their song Enlightenment. Eddie, what happens here is we get a bit of a description from Katie now on who this is, and we've got to try and work out what we think the song is going to sound like.
Okay.
And if it's going to be good or bad. So, Katie, can you tell us a little bit... Can you tell us anything about these people?
Owls and Eagles, a two-piece psychedelic doom band from Calgary, Alberta, announced their debut album Patience Volume 1 and released the first single from the album called Enlightenment. Our story starts with Patience realizing her home has become poisoned by hate, greed, and corruption. She makes a choice. She chooses to leave this place she has called home since birth. For once in her life, she sees everyone for who they really are: liars, cheaters, destroyers, killers of the land, pure evil at its fullest. She leaves and never turns back. Owls and Eagles are Mark Russell on the Bangy Bangy Boom Crash Splashes and Mouth, Ross Ferguson on the Bingy Bingy Boing Boing Guitar and Mouth.
Okay, that tells me fuck all. That tells me nothing. What did I say? Doom, psychedelic doom rock.
Yeah, that's what it is. Psychedelic doom rock.
I don't know what that is. It sounds batshit crazy, whatever it is.
It's like doom rock, only it's a bit psychedelic.
It sounds like a mushroom trip in a song. That's what I'm expecting. What are you expecting, Wayne?
So you bring up psychedelic and you bring up doom rock. I think it's going to be like really sludgy. It's going to be quite slow and it's going to have some sort of like soundscape to it. That's what I've done. And we're going to have some remember the screaming I was doing the other week? We're going to have some of that in there, I think. Maybe.
Your silent screaming.
My silent screaming, yeah.
Right. Do you have any expectations, Eddie?
I feel like it's going to sound very experimental with loads of words in it.
I think it's just going to be filth.
Well, they're two-piece, so if you're looking at two-pieces, you've got to look at, like, Death From Above 1979. That's sort of psychedelic rock, and I love Death From Above 1979. And then you've got, like, Royal Blood and people like that, and you know how that sounds. So you're looking for, like, a guitar that's going to be sounding like a bass, or a bass that's going to be sounding like a guitar, and it's going to be really riff-driven.
I'm expecting Pink Floyd. I can see a picture of these two guys. They seem... That look like them in the 50s. This is going to be Pink Floyd all over this year.
Right.
I think it's going to be some disgusting, fuzzy, bassy, awesome shit, and I'm really going to enjoy it.
We can but hope.
So this is Enlightenment by Eagles and Owls. No, 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 no. This is Enlightenment by Owls and Eagles. Sorry, got them the wrong way. You can't get your birds the wrong way around.
No, if you put the eagles first, they eat the owls.
Thank you.
So that was Owls and Eagles, was it? Yes, it was Owls and Eagles with Enlightenment. Some rocky, fuzzy, grungy shit, just like Wayne said it would be. It's 6 minutes. I mean, it's a bit long for me. He was very vocal. He was very angry. he clearly meant what he was saying. I don't know. What did you like that, Eddie? Is that your cup of tea?
I mean, I feel like parts of it were quite hard, actually. I respect it.
Okay. Mike, Wayne?
It didn't feel like 6 minutes to me, to be fair. There was like a minute of intro where I was like, oh, this is going to be...
Yes, that was a minute 25 of intro.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I'm not sure I'm going to be right about this. It's not going to be some filthy thing at all. And then it did get really filthy. I liked it. I do like that kind of music. I thought it was decent. I thought the production was a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit one-dimensional. It's a bit thin for that sort of music. You almost want it to be like absolutely fucking massive. You don't need that harshness on the cymbals. Like, I know they're making a point where it's all crashing and everything, but I don't think you need the harshness on it. I think you could do something with the bass, but the song and everything was pretty decent. It was good. It didn't, I don't know, like the Amber Bugs one we listened to earlier. I think part of the reason if I liked it is because it sort of built on itself, and every verse had something that was added to it. This didn't really do that, but apart from that, it was a good song. I liked it.
Yeah, we had an intriguing start, didn't we? You know, and then you're like, as soon as I started up, I went, well, this is concept album shit, isn't it? That's what this is. That's exactly where they're going. It's exactly like I said, like I thought it was going to be. I mean, they just fuzzed up a Les Paul. I feel like if you're going to be a two-piece, A, you can't cheat because you said you're a two-piece and there was a bass in there. So just say you're a band and just have that. Don't call yourself a two-piece. Call yourself a two-piece band. So... when the bass comes in, I go, who the fuck's playing that bass then? Because there's only two members of this band. So you couldn't replicate this live. And...
I forgot about that.
Well, yeah. I feel like there are baritone guitars out there you could do that with. You could go out there, you could buy yourself a nice six-string baritone, a nice six-string sort of hybrid bass guitar that would do what you want it to there. You don't need to do... because the bass is only following the guitar. There's nothing separate from it. So you could have that playing together. And it gives you a dimension, and it gives you something to watch. Because it's, you know, that sort of sound coming out of Tuya, whereas this is produced. I agree with you, Mike. It's quite thin for this sort of music. It became very indulgent for me, unfortunately. I was a bit like, okay, lads, you're labouring a point here. You need to, you know, push this on a bit faster. And the blatant rip-off of Black Sabbath riffs in, like, the middle section of the... It's like, you think Ed Sheeran's going to get fucking sued? Don't release this, lads. They'll take your house from you.
Also, don't send it to a podcast where three people from Dudley if you're going to rip off Black Sabbath. I think the other, like, to be honest, they would benefit from having a bass player, because A, you don't need to be a two-piece, there's nothing clever about it, so just get a bass player, like, find a friend. But also B, they might have sort of been a critical friend that sort of said, maybe this is a bit long, or maybe we don't need to rip off Black Sabbath, like, maybe you need another voice in the room. So
that, you know, Rich said Pink Floyd, that's exactly what they went for there. You know, it's sort of like, yeah,
yeah, and they fucking missed
almost. Yeah, Pink Floyd and all the bands in between, you know, with that psychedelic rock in there. So they hit their mark. It's just whether it suits somebody like me. It doesn't suit somebody like me at all. It's just not for my, it's not for my ears, that's all.
There's a band called Southern Baptist Witch Coven who are amazing, and these guys should go and check them out and learn some lessons from them. They would have a lovely time.
These guys are in the 50s, they ain't going to be learning no lessons from anyone now.
Fair enough.
But I agree with everything that's been said. I'm not going to go into details because I don't have any details. You know, I just thought it was shit and very forgettable. And,
oh my God.
And it's not my cup of tea. But I thought it was shit. Music is subjective. What my shit is somebody else's gold. So, you know. There's people out there that are absolutely going to love it, and it's not bad. It's not badly produced. It's just not my cup of tea.
Just got this image of someone standing outside your house fishing through your waste pipe, and you going, "My shit is somebody else's gold."
Right. Okay. With all that said and done, we're going to move swift. Actually, but before we move on, Eddie, what is your cup of tea when it comes to music?
That's so difficult. I have such a broad spectrum. I feel like at the minute though, I'm listening to a lot of, what would I put it in? Like old rock and roll, like Billy Holly.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going backwards instead of forwards at the minute. I need a break from what's going on.
It's better than anything. Instead of fucking out now, don't put Radio 1 on. turn off Radio 2, just put fucking Greatest Hits on, because everything else is shit.
No, it's true. You have to go backwards to find the best music.
Is that where you get your inspiration from?
Yeah, when I first started to learn playing guitar, it was all like Buddy Holly songs and stuff like that, so I haven't listened for ages, so going back, I'm in heaven again.
Excellent. Right, we're going to move on then. We're going to move on to the next section. And the next section is the Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode. Go.
Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode. Bastard, go!
So the Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode Go is each week we get a new genre selected from the genre bible, and we go away and we try and find an artist in the submissions or on Twitter that does music in that genre, and we bring them along. Most weeks we can't find anyone because the genres are very obscure, so we end up making a piece of music ourselves. This week we had Happy Hardcore, and I thought we'd have some submissions for Happy Hardcore, but there was nothing, so I've had to go away and create a piece of music myself in the genre Happy Hardcore. I've stuck to the rules of the game, if you like. We can't spend no more than 90 minutes creating the song or the piece of work, and for me, Wayne doesn't stick to this one, but for me, it has to be Beastie Boys themed, usually intergalactic. So I've infused Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys with Happy Hardcore to the best of my ability in 90 minutes. I think it took me less than 90 minutes to do this, to be fair. You've got something as well, Wayne?
I have, yeah. Mine's even shorter than 90. Mine's about 60 this week. It's 5 tracks. That's all I put down. It's really simple.
Mine was about 4 or 5 tracks, yeah. Yeah, are you familiar with Happy Hardcore, Eddie?
I mean, I can imagine. I'm excited to find out.
Can you remember the song, I Want to Be a Hippie? I want to be a hippie and I want to get high.
I can't say that I do.
I've never heard of that either.
No, okay. What about Scooter with
Is Scooter Happy Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I fucking love Scooter.
Scooter? No, what was that song he did, Scooter?
Tie Your Shoes.
My song actually has the line "Tie Your Shoes" in honor of you, Mike.
So does mine.
Yes, fantastic, fucking amazing.
Do you want to go first, Wayne? Do you want to bring your song first? I'm so excited.
I am now.
I'm excited.
I haven't done one for a few weeks.
So a quick one. Happy Hardcore is a subgenre of hardcore dance. Emerged from the breakbeat hardcore rave scene of the early 90s, and it normally has a tempo of about 200 BPM with uplifting, sometimes sentimental vocals, and it's known for its relentless energy and bouncing melodies. My song is called Bunny Ears, and the entire thing is based around a rhyme that you teach children how to tie their shoes.
Yes.
So this is called Bunny Ears, and I'll play it for you now.
That was brilliant. It's brilliant. Maria, I Like It Loud is the Scooter song, isn't it? I had that in my head the whole time. Fantastic. Oh, you legend. I can't believe I missed this challenge.
I don't really want to play mine now. I think yours is a lot more closer to the genre than mine, because it's more punchy than mine. But yeah, I'll play mine anyway. So mine is Intergalactic, Happy Richie Hardcore, and it goes a little something like this.
Planetary, well, now, don't you tell me to stop. You stick them in the bucket with your wand, I'll know if you are what you can do. Let me see, cause I'm so versatile, style, profile, I'll set. It will never back when I hear you talk. From a prison river out to the north, I'll never fall from the very last mile.
Siberia, the place to be. The K, the L, the
Intergalactic, 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 intergalactic. Jazz name, well, that's our team. Step into the pot and disrupt the whole scene. When it comes to peace, well, I'm a fiend. I like my shoes with coffee and cream.
Tie your shoelace! YHHTMPC!
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Why did I miss this? Was I not on the last episode this week?
No, you weren't.
This is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
This is so
Should we
good.
Do it again for next
yeah,
time?
Yeah, this is the same one.
I'll tell you what, me and Wayne will do a different one, but you've got to bring a happy hardcore for the next one after the mid-season break.
All right, I'll give it a go. I love that so much.
This is just a quick interruption to the show. Although Mike didn't bring a intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode go piece for the episode, he did contact me 2 days later and he sent a piece over. So we're going to play that for you now. So this is Mike Five's attempt at the genre happy hardcore with his track Jump.
Tie your shoes, get ready, any second now we're gonna go crazy, one, two, three, four, jump! Jump, 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 running high, yeah, we're gonna fly, hands up to the sky, raise your hands up high, jump, 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 everybody jump, feel the bass pump, get ready to jump, jump into the rhythm, can you feel the beat, you're rocking out the house and it's time to move your feet, the sun is electric, bring me energy, come on, let's party, set your spirit free, jump into the rhythm, can you feel the beat, rocking out the house and it's time to move your feet, the sun is electric, bringing the energy. Come on, let's party, set your spirit free. Jump, 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 jump. Running high, yeah, we're gonna fly. Hands up to the sky, raise your hands up high. Jump, 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 everybody jump. Feel the bass pump, get ready to jump.
So, did you think
you fucking nailed the genre, if that's what you're asking. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, you're both legends. I love you guys.
Excellent. What did you think, Eddie? Be honest.
Do you know what, guys? I feel like you really did something there. A great introduction to the genre. Thank you.
Ace. Right, so that was Happy Hardcore. We need to choose a genre for next time after the mid-season break. Have you got the genre Bible,
Wayne? It's in my hand, dear boy.
Do you want to pick a letter from 1 to 10, Eddie?
Pick a letter from 1 to 10?
Yeah, just pick a letter. Any letter.
E.
E?
Yes.
Okay.
There are 2 pages of E. Page 1 and page 2.
Page 2.
There are roughly 35, so between 1 and 35.
30.
You counting up instead of counting backwards, Wayne?
I was thinking that.
Yeah, I was making sure because it's actually 33, so I didn't want to get it wrong. Oh, wow. Okay. So on the next episode, we're going to be doing the genre of Eric's experimental hip-hop.
Oh.
Ooh. Now then.
And if you're unsure, right, the description reads here, a fusion of experimental and hip-hop music.
Interesting.
Brilliant. Excellent. Yeah.
That's good.
In the style of Beastie Boys, I'm going to smash this.
I think I might be sitting this one out.
I might have to do this and a happy hardcore.
Oh, anybody can produce a hip hop beat. Piece of piss. Anyway, I've not one non-experimental one now. It might be in 3/4 instead of 4/4.
Do it in 3/4, but take out every 7th beat.
No. Right, okay, so that's what we're doing next time. Well, that was fun. We're going to move on. We've got two more sections. We've got the history and our artist spotlight, where we'll talk with Eddie all about her and her music and everything, Eddie. So let's move on to the history section.
Everybody, welcome back to History Corner. On the last episode that wasn't aired, unfortunately, Richie asked me to go and find the first horror song. Now, you know, this section, I'll go back in history, try and find the song. You type horror song into Google and you don't get nothing. It needs a specific genre. So you put horror song into Google, and all it kept showing me was the top 10 dark songs and the top 10 uses of songs in horror films, which basically are The End by The Doors and Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. So I sort of refined the search a little bit and ended up on oldest terrifying songs, and I came across this genre called murder ballads, which is a new one on me, but it's been going for absolute centuries. And one of the oldest songs I could find is a song called The Twa Sisters, which is a dark folk tale of a jealous, murderous love triangle. And it first appeared in print in 1656 under the title The Miller and the King's Daughter. The song has many different titles and arrangements and lyrics over the years. Obviously, you know, it's 1656, and it changes from area as well. So somewhere like where we are now in the Midlands will be different to up north, which will be different to Scotland, which will be different to Wales. But it's all the same song, just variations of it, which got me really intrigued into this. So I thought it's fantastic. But they are all based around the same theme of these two sisters who are vying for the love of one man who favours one over the other. And then in most of the cases, the eldest sister kills the youngest and gets her man. The song has been released over 500 times and different versions, different releases, under different titles, such as Binori, Ninnery, The Miller's Daughter, The Bonnie Swan, The Cruel Sister. The list goes on, I promise you. But apart from being a British folk classic, it's reached further than that. It landed on Scandinavian soil, where Sweden at this moment in time has 125 versions of this song. Just Sweden on its own has that. And there is no clear origin to this song, which is another reason why I absolutely love it. It just appeared in print, and it's one of those that was sang around a campfire, you know, by wandering minstrels in the 15th century. The term murder ballad is exactly like it sounds. It's a ballad that deals with crime, murder, death, that sort of thing. And the lyrics always form part of a narrative. Some popular murder ballads are The Ballad of Hollis Brown by Bob Dylan, Nebraska, Bruce Springsteen, Open Pit Mine by George Jones, and Long Black Veil by Johnny Cash. Now, I've done something different this week. I haven't brought a song. I've actually recorded the Twa Sisters myself with some terrible folk singing over the top.
No way.
But here we go. This is The Two Sisters by my good self.
Side by side, sing I don sing I day. There were two sisters side by side, the boys are born for me. There were two sisters side by side, the eldest for young Johnny cried, I'll be true unto my love, he he'll be true to me. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, sing-I-dum, sing-I-dee. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, the boys are born for me. As they were a-walking by the foamy brim, the eldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me. So away she sank and away she swam, sing-I-dum, sing-I-dee. So away she sank and away she swam, the boys are born for me. So away she sank and away she swam, until she came to the miller's dam. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me. The miller, he took her gay gold ring, sing-I-dum, sing-I-dee. The miller, he took her gay gold ring, the boys are born for me. The miller, he took her gay gold ring, then he pushed her in again. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me. Yes, I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me.
Was the original played on electric guitar?
No, of course it wasn't. But there is a version of Clannad, which is what I've sort of stole that from. There is about 10 different verses, and it goes right the way through. So I've sort of picked the verses that I like. So there's 5 verses I did there. There's about 10 verses, and it goes from the two sisters and how they are together, then young Johnny turning along and like favouring the younger sister, to then the elder sister getting jealous, pushing her in the water. Then she tries to help her out, and the younger sister says, "You can fuck right off, I saw what you've done." She ends up at the mill. The miller pulls her out, takes the gold ring off, and then fucking drowns her. And then the miller ends up being hung, and the last line says that the elder sister was boiled in lead, and you don't know how you got to her boiling in lead, so it's one of those. But this is one of my favourites. This has been an absolutely fascinating drive along, and there's just so much more to it than my little 5-minute section could do. And I fancied having a go. The minute I saw I could play it, and I just thought that's quite simple. I fancied having a go.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed that, Wayne. Well done, very good. Mm-hmm. Clap, 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 clap.
Fantastic. Mm. Really, really good, wasn't it?
And well, you've got plenty of time to choose a history subject for next time. Actually, does anybody have anything, like Mike or Eddie, anything you'd like Wayne to go away and look at or research music-wise? Where did the first this come from? Where did the first that come from?
I was just thinking, right, I'm not sure how to frame it as a, you know, where did what come from, but I've got a playlist of folk songs, and there's a version of that song you just played on it. Like, and I just love stuff like that, just like there's the Battle of Harlaw and Hindette and all sorts of stuff. I'm kind of, I don't know what the question is, but I'd love you to go down that route again and find something folky and pick a question in that area that leads you, you know, to something 500 years ago that people still do versions of now. But I don't know how to frame that as a question.
Maybe
for
the
you.
First known Celtic song.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, that'll need some Googling. It's just the first folk song, isn't it? If you're going Celtic. Anyway, yeah.
Try that.
I'm sure you'll figure something out.
I know it's not the greatest version in the world, but I thought it was 500 versions. I'm going to chuck my own out there and say that.
That's great. Yeah, no, I thought it was really, really good. It was really nice to them. I think the one that I've got is quite, like, speedy. Yeah. I seem to remember.
Happy Hardcore. We should have done that in Happy Hardcore, Wayne. You should have mixed the history with the genre and really fucked it up.
Yeah. But I think the one I've got is kind of more like, hey, ho, oh, and the bottom of you, yeah. Oh, and you had a double one,
people. That's that pretty much how they go. I went the other way with it and slowed it right down, being a ballad. Because this is probably, I've probably shaved about, what, 35 BPM off this compared to Clannad's. That's what I was playing it at, and I was like, no, I'm going to play it even slower than that.
You rebellious bastard, you.
You're such a punk, Wayne.
And there was points where I picked up my keyboard and was like, oh, I could put a bit of a penny whistle. No, leave it alone. It's already bad enough. Don't do no more to it.
Have you got a penny whistle?
On my keyboard, I have, yeah, I think.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I thought, okay, right, no, don't do that.
Oh, that would sound fucking awful.
My entire happy hardcore was recorded on my keyboard. Don't be like that.
Yeah, but not with a penny whistle sound. Like, no. You know, the keyboards are good for certain things, right? They're not good for mimicking penny whistles, really.
No, not with ours. Yeah.
Right, okay. With that all said and done then, we're going to move on to our final section of the show, which is the artist spotlight. Eddie Luna, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me. I've had the best time, honestly.
That sounded so genuine.
It's the accent.
Yeah. I know. So, Eddie, how is this the first time we've heard of you? I mean, you're practically down the road from us. So how long have you been doing this?
Do you know what? Everyone says forever, don't they? But I generally have been doing it forever, but I'd say professionally for the last 5 years.
So you're a professional?
Yes, I'm a professional. Wow.
So, listen, I've had a listen to the song, and it's very well produced. Obviously, you come from Dudley. Where do you produce your music?
Well, all over, really. I do a lot of it in London, but recently, because usually I do a lot of jazz ballads, and you wouldn't think that from listening to the song I've sent over to you guys, but I've tried to put like a little spin on the ballads at the minute, so I've been working with someone called Zach from Birmingham.
Okay.
And he's really brilliant. I've had the best time with him.
And if I was to ask you about a genre, like what genre your music is, would you be able to put it into a genre, or would you say that your music is quite eclectic?
Happy hardcore, isn't it?
Happy hardcore. No, do you know what? I think that I always say if you were to take apart like the chord structures and like the melodies of my music, it's always jazz rooted. But the genre that you'd put the final song into, it could end up going anywhere. I like to go up and down the board.
Okay. Inspiration wise, who would you say are the big players behind your writing and your music?
Oh, that's difficult. There's a big collection, actually. I'm very like heavy on Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, and then like I get a lot of my like political writing in some of my songs from Skunk and Nancy, and then it can go through to Hoes, Coyote, and Leanne Havas. Like, it's literally, I'm here, there, and everywhere.
Okay. And what kind of themes do you touch on in your music?
It's mainly relationships and mental health for me.
You bring in a song that I couldn't find anywhere on the internet, so I'm presuming it's not released yet.
You are the only one that has it, actually.
No shit. Okay, do you want to tell us a bit about this song?
This song is called I'm So Tired, and this was another one that started off as a jazz ballad, and someone challenged me and said, look, try and make it into a dance song and see what happens. And I was like, do you know what? For the first time in my life, I'm going to give it a go. And this was the result of that.
Nice. So you've given us the exclusive on this?
Yeah.
No fucking way. How about that, lads?
That's amazing, isn't it? I feel very privileged.
I'm going to ask you a silly question. Actually, Wayne and Mike can ask you a silly question as well before we play a song. My silly question is, it's two parts. The first part is you're on an airplane and you're going on holiday. Mm-hmm. Where are you going? You can go anywhere in the world, anywhere you like. Where are you going? For a week. No, actually, it doesn't matter how long you're going. You're just going.
I'm going to Japan.
Japan. Tokyo.
Yes,
I want to go to Tokyo.
So bad.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Tokyo. Okay, so you're going to Tokyo. It's going to be a long flight. You've got a MP3 player. I don't know if you remember MP3 players.
I'm well versed in an MP3 player.
There you go. Okay, so your phone's fucked. It's not working. All you got is this MP3 player from 20 years ago, and all you've got on your computer is WAV files. So you can only stick two songs on this MP3 player.
Right.
What two songs do you stick on? They're the only songs you can listen to on the flight.
On the flight, okay. Well, I'm the most anxious flyer that is on the planet. I spend every flight crying, so I would probably put Amazing Grace, song A, and song B.
Ed Sheeran's version.
On the theremin.
Yeah. And then the next song, it would probably be another gospel song of any of your choices, because I would get one of you guys to do it in
just Happy Hardcore.
Happy Hardcore.
Oh, gospel song in Happy Hardcore. What do you reckon, Wayne? What do you reckon you'd do?
I've seen the lot.
Yeah.
I'm still getting over playing Amazing Grace when you're having a panic attack on a plane, because it's normally what they play at a funeral, isn't it? You know,
nothing but prayers on a float for me.
Does This Little Light of Mine count as gospel? This Little Light of Mine. Yeah, I'll do that Happy Hardcore. That'd be a banger in Happy Hardcore, that would.
What about Son of a Preacher Man as Happy Hardcore? That'd be good.
Oh, yeah. No, don't ruin it. It's a classic. So, do you want to ask a stupid question, Mike?
I mean, the answer to that is always yes. I've got, well, yeah, okay. So, if you could uninvent one thing, what would it be?
Fuck me, what's that got to do with music?
Nothing.
If I could invent one thing.
No, uninvent. So, get rid of something that you fucking hate.
Put it in room 101.
It's like putting in Room 101, only without the copyright issues.
I would uninvent TikTok, take it away.
Oh, really? But then how would clocks work?
I'm sure the same way, you know.
You wouldn't know, would you? You'd be able to hear it.
You absolute dick. Right.
You brought me into that. I've got a serious question, but music-related question, if I may. So, what's your first memory, like your first musical experience that you really remember going, oh, wow, this is something?
I mean, I feel like there's been loads, but the one that stood out for me, and this is about to sound crazy, but I went to a Justin Bieber concert when I was younger.
That does sound crazy.
And I used to think that I was like in love with Justin Bieber, and I went to the concert, and I remember everyone had their little lights up, and Justin Bieber was in a heart in the sky, like it was all very cliche. Oh. And I remember I looked around, and in that moment, I was like, no, I'm not in love with Justin Bieber, I want to do that. And I was just sobbing in the audience.
Wait a minute, what?
Oh my God. That I wanted to be in the sky in heart.
Not what you're thinking, Richie. Not, I want to do
Ow.
That.
Oh.
But like,
sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in love with him, I just would.
No.
Sorry. Wayne.
Fucking hell. Yeah. I don't know what was worse, Mike, your serious question or your stupid question. I don't know which one was worse.
I didn't expect the answer to that one, to go down that route.
Right, Eddie, right. Fuck, you throw me for a fucking loop. Before we go any further, I want to just put this out. Room 101 is not where you put things to put them out the way and dispose of them. That really upsets me, this, because this is what the stupid TV show's done. No, it really fucking pisses me off.
Wait, I just want you to know that this is going to be edited out.
That's fine. You put stuff in Room 101 because it's the worst thing in the world, and it's going to torment you when the ministry get hold of you in 1984, because that's where it comes from. Room 101 is from George Orwell's 1984, and that thing will then fuck you up in when they get hold of you. So it's rats for Winston. So it really pisses
that
me off.
That was really eating you up, wasn't it?
It drives me mad when I watch it on television. They go, we're going to put that in Room 101. Do you know why it's going in Room 101? Fucking idiots. Anyway.
I would like to point out, though, that I just said, what thing would you uninvent? I had nothing to do with Room 101 in this conversation.
That's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
Do you want to ask Eddie Luna a question, Wayne?
Now I've had my rant. Yeah, it's fine. Eddie, if you could replace one musician in any song and you would get the plaudits for that, whatever you replace, what musician would you replace and what song would it be on? So I always go to, if you could replace Roger Taylor on playing We Will Rock You, and you'd be responsible, you would get the credit for writing the drum part for We Will Rock You, what song would it be and who would you replace?
Okay. Look, can it be vocals as well, or does it just have to be?
Anything musically, yeah.
I would replace Michael Jackson on Thriller.
Fucking hell. Ooh. Controversial.
Yeah. Let me have a go.
have you ever performed that song?
No, I wouldn't. Do I not get Michael Jackson's vocal cords as well? Or is it just
No, sure.
No,
you'd be singing it. You would get it.
Oh, bloody hell, now I don't scratch that. No, I'll keep that, actually.
But why not? It's a big shout, I like it.
You wouldn't have to work for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And I wouldn't have the whole controversy surrounding me if I did it, so it'd be fine.
Controversy's not, Eddie.
Have you never dangled a baby off a balcony?
Oh no, nor the rest.
Yeah, you haven't lived. I don't know, Rich, I don't know if we do this, but like as a sort of extra bit for people that pay to listen to this on Patreon or whatever.
Nobody pays our Patreon, mate, apart from you and Wayne. So this is whatever you're about to do is for you and Wayne.
Oh, that's right. Well, I was just going to ask Wayne the same question. I want to know what. I know he's not the guest, but I want to know who Wayne would fill in for.
It's the same every time for me. It's Kirk Hammett on The Unforgiven. I would write his guitar part. That would be me. I would get that because nice. That is a fucking incredible piece of guitar.
Richie?
I don't know. I'd probably take Eric Satie's Gymnopede number one.
Nice.
and that would obviously be piano.
Excellent. Very good. I think I'd just replace the bloke from Scooter and be the guy that shouts, tie your shoes.
Tie your shoelace! Which I think is the same bloke who used to do the voiceover for The X Factor. I'm pretty sure. Tie your shoelace! Rachel Adedeji! Same bloke.
I was about to say, is that the Geordie bloke? But that's Big Brother, is it? I've never watched any of these things. So
anyway, we're ranting now. So, Eddie, I want to thank you so much for joining us again. Did you tell us what this song's about?
I can't bloody remember, did I?
It's been a long time since we talked about the song, to be fair.
Just do it again.
So tell us about this song. What is this song about?
This song was, it was a period of time for me where I was just very, very fed up of all aspects of existence. So I put it in a song.
Okay. Excellent. There you go. Right. That's right. Okay. So, Eddie, thank you so much for joining us again. Mike Five, thank you. Wayne, thank you. This has been, you haven't heard this music podcast, season 6, episode 9, side A. Hopefully, this week, this one will go out. Until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Mike.
And our guest has been
Eddie Luna.
Thank you all for listening, if indeed. You still are.
Rule the oceans cause I could. Pull the moon into your palms, but I can't. Take it as I go. When it's over, I'll let you know. When I hurt you, it's so hard, but I can't. I'm so.
Not what I was expecting. And your Dudley accent just completely went out the window, didn't it?
It is a shock to the system, isn't it? A bit different.
And you said that's a new genre venture for
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, it's so cute. And do you know what it is? I really enjoy singing it. Like the stripped back acoustic version as well. Like I'm glad that I still get to do the balance with everything.
Do you think you'll carry on doing this kind of music?
I'm not sure. I feel like I'm very, I'll go whichever way the wind blows in my spirit. So next week I'll probably be doing rock and roll. Who bloody knows? I'm just enjoying myself. And I'm lucky that the label agrees with me.
Until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Mike.
And our guest has been...
Eddie Luna.
Thank you all for listening, if indeed you still are. Wrong one.
That's really jazzy.
That's a strong start, that is.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.